From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May Tuesday outlined a clean break from the European Union, fulfilling a long-standing promise to the British voters following their June referendum. But she insisted Britain is not leaving Europe.
We are leaving the European Union, but we are not leaving Europe. And that is why we seek a new and equal partnership between an independent, self-governing global Britain and our friends and allies in the EU.
In a 12-point plan dubbed Hard Brexit, the Prime Minister said Britain will leave the European single market and seek a new agreement with the rest of the 27 members so Britain can forge its own trade deals. Laurie McFarlane is an economist with a New Economic Foundation.
I think there remains a lot of uncertainties around the detail, obviously, with the free trade agreements and also the future arrangements to do with customs.
Ms. May said both houses of the British Parliament are to vote Friday on a final deal to exit the EU. Former Brexit talks, expected to take up to 2 years, expected to get underway in late March. Nigeria's Air Force attacked a refugee camp in the country's northeast Tuesday, insisting it was targeting Boko Haram insurgents, leaving more than 50 dead, dozens wounded. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders said the attack occurred in Ran and Borno State. MSF spokesman Hughes Robert said the charity hopes to evacuate the most serious of more than 200 cases in need of better treatment.
It's very complex because the place is very insecure. So it will be probably a mix of air evacuation and also road evacuation. So we hope that during the night not many people will die because we don't have there the capability to properly stabilize people.
A Nigerian government spokesman called the attack regrettable operational mistake. This is VOA News. President